This is Akasvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. The 12th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across India and around the world with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. The theme highlights the importance of adopting yoga as a lifelong practice for healthy, active and dignified aging. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in observing the 12th International Day of Yoga from Kolkata's Red Rock, where thousands of people joined him in performing the morning exercises. Participating in the common yoga protocol session, Mr. Modi performed yoga alongside thousands of practitioners at the iconic venue. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, June 21 marks the longest day in some parts of the earth. It has now become the largest community celebration day because of yoga. Prime Minister said, yoga is not just a physical exercise, not restricted to any age group. It is an expression of the human spirit. He said, our targets should be more flexible at 40 than we were at 20, and to be more energetic at 50 than we were at 30. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026, re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical courses was conducted today and amid tight security arrangements. It was held across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for more than 22.79 lakh candidates. The examination was conducted from 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. in English and 12 Indian languages. A multi-layered security framework was put in place, including CCTV surveillance, Aadhaar-based biometric verification, GPS-enabling vehicles with police escorts for the transportation of examination materials, and secure handling of confidential documents under sealed protocols. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired, along with the State Health Minister Buram Wage, participated in the International Day of Yoga program held at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. The event was organized by the Indira Gandhi Technological and Medical Sciences University Zero in collaboration with the Department of Youth Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, the governor said that the International Day of Yoga is a global acknowledgement of India's timeless civilizational wisdom. He said that yoga, once rooted in ancient Indian traditions, is today practiced across the world and recognized as a universal pathway to holistic health and well-being. Describing yoga as one of India's greatest gifts to humanity, the governor said that in an era marked by stress, anxiety, lifestyle disorders and sedentary habits, yoga offers a simple, cost-effective and sustainable approach to preventive health care. As part of his continuing efforts to promote holistic health and wellness, the governor distributed copies of his booklet, Yoga for Common Health Challenges, among the participants. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the third edition of the Universal Compassion Cup 2026 at Jang. In a social media post, Khandu said that more than just a football tournament, this is a celebration of timeless values that His Holiness has dedicated his life to promoting. The football tournament is being organized by the Jang Sengzam Brothers Youth Association in celebration of the 91st birthday of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. Minister for Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Corporation and Transport, Ojingta Singh, inaugurated a dedicated livelihood market shed for self-help groups at Pasighat today. The facility has been developed by the Panchayat Department in East Siang. Through the renovation and repurposing of the Anchal Samiti meat market shed located in Pasighat town, the initiative has been implemented in convergence with the Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission, ARSRLM, which will facilitate the formation of a collective of SSGs from across the district for the management and operation of the facility. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.